Reading 79. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sarvada sarvabhavena nischintai bhagavan eva bhajaniya. Those who are free of doubt should constantly worship the Supreme Lord with all their hearts. Purport. In his Purport to Sutra 12, Srila Prabhupada writes, the Narada Bhakti Sutra is a summary of the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. Here again we see the truth of that statement. Since this sutra is very similar to Lord Krishna's confidential statements in the Bhagavad Gita. For example, at the end of chapter 15, he says, Yomam evam matam muruta janati purushottamam sarvabhit bhajati mam sarva bhavena bharata. Whoever knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead without doubting is the knower of everything. He therefore engages himself in full devotional service to me. This is the most confidential part of the Vedic scriptures, O sinless one. And it is disclosed now by me. Whoever understands this will become wise, and his endeavors will know perfection. And again, in the 18th chapter, it says, Sadhaviyattamam bhuya shrinume paramam vacha ishto si me jitam jiti ito bhakshami jayitam. Because you are my dear friend, I am speaking to you my supreme instructions, the most confidential knowledge of all. Hear this from me, for it's your benefit. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. Bhagavad Gita 18:64-65. There is no difference between Lord Krishna's instructions to think of me always and Narada's instructions to always think of Bhagavan Krishna. Indeed, any follower of Narada's in specific succession can repeat his words. Quote, the Supreme Personality of God alone should be worshipped wholeheartedly. But our words must be uttered with the conviction born from a life dedicated to the practices Narada has given in the Bhakti Sutras. Om Jnana Samarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Yatsu Amrutam Yena Vimai Sri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kaupa Tarubhyascha Vipa Sindhu Vahe Vacha Katitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Jadadha Sivasadego Bhakti Binda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So greetings from Govardhan Hill. I believe there it's still Govardhan Puja. So we celebrated that. And we had a glorious, glorious festival. we have access to the little park across from our temple. Beautiful, beautiful grass, trees, and then we directly worship Govardhan Hill. Bobby Sheikh, there were, oh, I don't think there was less than 400 or 500 devotees here. And, of course, it was a little shocking for me in the sense that I'm here in my Bhajan Kutir, my own little place, which is quite, usually quite, very, very quiet. And generally, I don't see a soul until 4 o'clock, or maybe 3 o'clock. And then I just go to the Bhaktivedanta Ashram for satsang. They have 4.5 hours of Bhagavatamrita with many, many good souls reading and sharing their realizations. And and that's it. And then sometimes in the evening I see Gurjan Prabhu who's next to me. So it's like a very, and then to go out there and there's not that many Prabhupada disciples left, and each year he's getting less and less, getting more and more of everybody else. So it's kind of a bit of a celebrity in one sense, especially so many Russian people here. And you see so many friends. And it's ecstatic, but you can feel the difference of the input on the computer of the mind. You can actually feel the exhaustion of that kind of the input in one sense, not that it was very blissful, but what impressed me so much was the quality of the people. The kirtan Badahari was leading was otherworldly, right by the Govardhan Hill. And the level of the Sangha was very, very beautiful. Even though there were so many, quote, celebrities there, no one placed himself in the center. Govardhan was in the center. And that's such an ecstatic feeling when there's community. A real community is when people join into a unit to accept an ideal or authority greater than themselves. In other words, the dictate of what happens is not one's own initiative, but it's a group objective. In this sense, the group objective is worshiping Govardhan Hill. So you get kind of like a sea of egoless souls, and that's called community. That's called love. And it's always blissful to be in that kind of situation and be with my godbrothers, godsisters, and kind of very, very nice situation there. And reading the Brihadbhagavatamrita is beautiful. We're reading the story of Gop Kumar for the Brihadbhagavatamrita and how finally he's getting instructions that he should directly go to Goloka Vrindavan. And the commentaries are quite moving and quite inspiring because what they instruct is how prema, or that love of Godhead, that consciousness, that feeling that we are hankering for, which everyone is hankering for, whether they believe in God or not, everyone wants their hearts filled with love. The way it comes, one of the ways, or one of the main ways, is hearing the pastimes of Krishna. It's a supra intellectual process. It's not an analytical process. Beyond understanding what the message is, not interpreting it in any way, but really understanding it. So that may be a use of the intellect. But when you're understanding it, receiving it into your heart, and watching the transformations that happen in that process. So wonderful to hear that. Unfortunately, it's a 4.5 hour sangha. What is it? It's an hour and a half in the morning and 3 hours in the evening. I go for an hour and a half from 4 to 5:30 and then attend to my other duties. Now, here in the Narada Bhakti Sutras, we're getting towards the end, and this is kind of like a almost like a tasmat verse. Tasmat means therefore. There's so many things said, and then there's a conclusion. Well, this is the conclusion. Remember, we discussed in the section where Narada, approaching the culmination, gives us some knowledge and information that is required to come to this goal of exclusive devotion. We need some knowledge and understanding, otherwise it will take us longer to achieve the fruition of our sentiment. It's like the story of Gop Kumar in the Brihat Bhagavatamrita. He gets his He gets a mantra from his guru. He's a cowboy in Vrindavan. He gets a mantra from his guru. And his guru is so ecstatic that he never explains the mantra. He just kind of wanders off. So he has a mantra, and he takes the mantra with faith. And it gives him a particular attraction. We also have in our Diksha mantras the Gopal mantra. It's one of our Diksha mantras, beginning with the Gayatri mantra, then the Guru Gayatri, then the Gaur Gayatri, Kama Gayatri, but we also have the Gopal mantra and the Diksha mantras are supposed to help you establish your Ishtadev, your desirable manifestation of God, and your relationship with that manifestation of God. He gets the Gopal mantra, and Gopal becomes his Lord. And the mantra carries him forward, but because he does not have discriminatory knowledge based on the sacred text, he sometimes takes wrong turns. Of course, when he goes to a place where he should not be spiritually, it doesn't fit with his mantra and the sentiments that it invoked in his heart, even when he achieves other spiritual destinations. So from bad judgment comes from bad judgment comes experience. Experience comes good judgment, something like that. Then he moves forward. But it takes some time. So there's some types of knowledge that's needed. Some cautions are needed. And various understandings are needed. Otherwise, for example, we will commit aparad or offense without realizing that it is. And if we actually have the understanding, oh, I will avoid this. So there is a purpose of cultivating knowledge based on the Shastras, sacred texts. It's moving him forward, and warning him that the nature of devotion is, don't wait for any preliminary situations to perform it. Just like in jnana yoga, you have to go through karma yoga. You have to become purified. You have to go through the family. You have to be renounced from the family. Then you can really take the jnana yoga. Then you can become a yogi. Then you can go to the forest. The nature of bhakti is don't wait. Because it is a process of dedication, and you can do it in any circumstances. Because it's not a material qualification, it's a qualification of heart. You can do it in any situation. It's not a level of austerity required, it's not a level of knowledge required, it's not a level of birth required. Not even a level of species required, actually, but that's another story. Just do it. It can't wait. And the last verse is different qualities that we should cultivate. I talked about moral theology. Within the process of transcendence, there also has to be an explanation of our ethics. Importance of various things. And we discussed that. Now it says, Sarvada, always. Sarvabhavena, with all one's feelings. Bhagavan Bhajaniya, you should do bhajan. You should worship. In all your feelings, this is the conclusion. This chintai, which here says, without doubt, other translations have without care. Chintai means thoughts. Without so much static, mental static. Without care, without worry, without inhibition. You should worship. And this is the conclusion. I got a letter from someone saying they're trying to integrate their life. Yes, life is integrated. Everything is connected up to God. Prema Pumartha Mahan. The greatest value is prema. Everything is secondary. It doesn't mean that secondary things, that other things are not important. But they are important in relationship to the goal of life. which is to realize the self. And everything is secondary to that, because every other artha or goal is temporary. Every other artha or goal is not connected to the self, is superficial. Somehow or other, what these sacred texts are meant to do is not bring us out of our household, renounce the world, but to be in a complete mood of dedication. In everything we do. Because that is truth. That is integrity. Because that is actually what reality is. We're part of God, and who we are and what we're meant to do is serve. And if we don't have that realization yet, what we're meant to do is get that realization. And if we don't have it, we have not understood God. We have not understood Krishna. So going through the narrative Bhakti Sutra, it's meant to understand God. And when you actually understand the significance of what it means that there's an absolute reality, this is the conclusion. You worship. And therefore, in the Bhagavatam, whenever there's philosophy, it's concluded with tasmat. Therefore, chant, hear, and worship Krishna always. Really, we should be... I was sharing a realization with Vaishesha Pitapu. He's always engaged in devotional services. You know, when I chant more, what I realize happens is it doesn't leave room for anything else but Krishna. And then when you have time, you know, you want to read a book or whatever work you have in devotional service becomes. You don't waste time. So you can do it by chanting all day or they're having a mission. If you have a mission, you don't have time. Of course, I'm 62. I'm kind of tired from management and those things and have time, so there's no excuse for me. I mean, that's the goal, that's the understanding, and to see everything we do in that light. I'm going to read from another commentary about this. It's kind of interesting. It's this is by someone called Hanuman Prasad Podhar. He's the main scholar for Gita Press. Which is the, you know, one of the main publishing things in India. So he said, you know, I really like his commentary. I've been using Satyut Marja's great, you know, mostly I use that, but on this verse, I have three commentaries that I read some kind of insight here that I like. So, because here it says, you know, without doubt, worship always. And the point he makes is when you have realization of what God is and what the feeling is of connecting with God, then like a poor man who gets a touchstone, then he doesn't worry about anything else. Doesn't worry anymore about money. He has something that can turn anything into gold. It's that type of thing, that type of understanding. So, this person expresses, it says, simply God alone is the supreme reality. God alone is the lot of all. God alone is the substratum of all. God alone is almighty. The repository of all divine qualities, the treasure of beauty, sweetness, and sovereignty, the embodiment of knowledge and dispassion, the image of the root of joy, and in spite of all this, he is our supreme friend. With outstretched arms, he is always awaiting to embrace us. Having come to know this, is there any man, be he a Sakami, a man with motive, or a Kami, a man without motive, a worldly man, or a seeker of liberation, an aspirant or a God-realized soul, who will abandon the Lord and practice the remembrance of anybody else even for half a moment? We do not do so for the simple reason that we have comprehended his glory. We do not do so because we have comprehended his glory. Buddha, Bhava, Samabhata, the whole Bhagavad Gita, one of the main slokas, Aham Savachyata Bhavo, Matasya Adam Pavartite, Iti Bhutta Bhajantimam, Buddha, Bhava. I am the source of the spiritual and material world. The wise who know this engage in my devotional service. If we have heard, we have then not believed in it. If this is faith, if we've heard it, we haven't believed it. Because we're not doing it, we're not seeing it. Narada tells us to believe and to practice the remembrance of the Supreme Beloved constantly with our mind, speech, and body. Dispel all the anxieties from the mind. Free the mind of other thoughts. Just as a small child sitting in the mother's lap becomes carefree, even so, to be carefree by becoming a servant of the Lord. Should anything else cause anxiety to him who has Sri Ram as a protector? Regarding the entire beauty of the world is worthless as compared with the form of Shyama Sundar, who is the crusher of the pride of crows and crows of cupids and the quintessence of beauty. Take to his remembrance alone, offer the mind to him alone, depend on him alone in every way, remember him alone with the mind, think of him alone with the intellect, chant his glories alone with the tongue, listen to his attributes and pastimes alone with the ears, relish his prasad alone with the tongue, smell the fragrance of the pollen of his lotus feet alone with the nose, experience his contact alone everywhere with the body, behold within the eyes always and everywhere the beauty of that abode of beauty alone, serve him alone with the hands, offer to him alone with the body, all these. And he says, and the moment you become carefree, that is, you become free from the perishable, the transcendent, the changeable. And unless you become free from that and withdraw a faith in those things as the objects of sublimity, or as soon as you do, then there's no fear. And at that moment, when you engage yourself in your practice, then you will start having an interview, a glance in the ocean of divine bliss, sweetness, and beauty. And your mind will not want to turn in any other direction. nice purport. It seems a person has a lot of realization. Conclusion, therefore, realizing that our supreme welfare lies in this very thing, we should practice the bhajan, kirtan of Lord Hari, alone with a carefree and exclusive mind, beholding the blessed existence of the Lord always in all actions, while getting up and sitting down, while sleeping or awake, all circumstances. So, I remember one time I went to visit Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, one of Prabhupada's close god brothers. And I guess he just finished his morning sadhana. And I came in to see him. And I remember with such joy and such realization, he said, Kirtaniya Sada Hari, Kirtaniya Sada Hari, Kirtaniya Sada. Always do kirtan. Always do kirtan. So the whole purpose of our reading sacred texts to gain this faith. Gain this faith. Then when we gain the faith, it becomes simple faith. No longer a struggle because you see it, it becomes a realization. Comes a strong, strong conviction. And you're not hounded by fruitive intentions that will tell your mind, I'm doing nothing now when I'm chanting. I'm just wasting my time. I could be accomplishing things. When really, Taramadye, Sarvashreshte, Nama Sankirtan, then Aparade Poyapat, of all the nine processes of devotional service, chanting the holy names is the best. And if done without offense, you get the goal. Success of the mission is what? That people reach the fruition of realization. Whether you start people on the path, but when fruition is reached and people get realize the self, then that's the success. So the first responsibility is to ourselves. Okay, I'm ending a little bit early, but I have a little time for questions. But no one can... Any questions?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Gail.
Yeah, Hare Krishna.
Boy,
yeah.
You read my mind twice in this class. And the first time
That's
was because...
True.
Say again?
When you say what the first time is because...
Oh, the first time was when, you know, you were in the middle of reading from that purport.
Yeah.
And in the middle of the purport, it said, we do not do so because... And then I couldn't understand the words that you were saying. And so, boy, I said, I wish I could hear that again. And so then you repeated it. You said, we do not do so because... And then... Again, I couldn't understand the word that you said. And so I was hoping that you would ask the questions early so that we wouldn't go too far away from it, so that you could, you know, so that I could ask you what it was you said.
Find it now. I read something. What did I say? What's the first word?
You said, and it said, we do not do so because, and you repeated it, you know, for emphasis. But I couldn't understand. Yeah. That we do not do so because, well, it sounded like you were reading it. Because then you repeated the thing.
Yeah.
I said, maybe I'll try and catch it on the recording, but since I couldn't understand it the second time either, I said, maybe I'm not going to be able to understand it on the recording either. I don't know, if you can't find, maybe it was just an ad lib, but, you know, it sounded like you were reading.
I'm not sure what it was.
Yeah.
I was.
But it's the only thing you repeated.
What's that?
I said it was the only thing you repeated. It was like the only line that you repeated in the whole class.
Yeah, I have to tell you, sometimes during the whole class I'm sleeping and I don't know what I said.
Yeah, but it was the one thing that I wanted you to repeat, and you repeated it, you know?
I have no idea now. It's
okay. Maybe I'll be able to figure it out on the recording.
Well, if you send me the line, I can look it up in the book.
That was it. That was it. We do not do so because ...
We do not do so what?
We do. I don't know. I don't remember now.
Okay. What else, Gail? Okay, you know, there's one person, he's an old friend of mine, his name is Radha Charan. And he lives in Hong Kong now. And then he does his Saturday worship, he listens to my class. And I met him here at the, and he came back to my place, you know, and he was from all Krishnamurti's servant secretary, and I had arranged that service for him. I remember when I told him. He came, he was telling me how much he likes my class. He said, I'm intrigued about one person. I'm trying to figure them out, right? He said, who is this Gail? Okay. Gail, okay. Anybody else like to say hello? Conversation mode is on. You don't have to unmute your phone. Anybody else like to say hello? One more person. Who's that?
Hi, Krishna.
Who's that?
This is in New York.
Who is it?
In Germany.
Say it again, I can't hear. Who is it?
This is Tiffany in New York.
Tiffany, oh, nice to hear from you. You know, I had met Gopal in Vrindavan.
Yes. Oh, yeah, at the embassy.
Yeah, and he said, oh, I miss Tiffany Rose. She's, but I was leaving Vrindavan. Anyway, nice to hear from you, Tiffany, and hope to see you in Vrindavan.
Definitely. Happy Diwali and sober down from Chet.
Thank you so much, and really happy to hear from you. Great. Good.
You too. Thanks, Flash Maharaj.
Thank you so much for listening. Wow. Anybody else like to say hello?
Welcome.
Great.